on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, he died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Oh,
because you showed
up. Is that the way to
talk? You showed up. You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexjonesstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to thealexjonesstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and gear. Promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.
No lies, no cover-ups. Just truth. It's tomorrow's news tonight with Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser. I will be taking your calls for the remainder of this hour, and Rex Jones will be joining me in studio at the InfoWars Command Center in about an hour as well. I'm going to go first to Sean in North Carolina. Sean, what is on your mind? Thank you for holding.
Hey, Chase. Thanks for taking my call, second-time caller. So I wanted to just talk about a couple of things. I'm actually an Indian, and I'm also a Hindu, and I was just listening to what you were talking about before. Two things I wanted to bring up really quickly. The first thing is Laura Loomer. It's a little ironic for her to get all upset about, she's cribbing about how everybody's blaming the Jews. But she kind of does the same thing. She, you know, was like blames publicly lamenting all the H1. Sorry?
Blaming Qatar for everything?
But, well, not just that. Like, she's blaming a lot of other people for all the other issues that everybody thinks Israel is doing. It's like kind of like the pot calling the kettle black, or even, in a sense, what's the expression people like to use? Throwing stones while living in a glass house.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's fair to say, like, oh, everybody blames the Jews, but, oh, it's Indians, H-1Bs, Mexicans, Qataris, Islamists. It's like, have you looked in the mirror? That's the first thing I wanted to address. The second thing I wanted to address was something you were just kind of talking about regarding the Indian culture and everything like that.
Sure.
I got no beef with you. I actually really like you, and we're actually the same age.
I like you too, Sean.
Thanks, man. It's a little inaccurate what you were just describing regarding, like, reincarnation and stuff. You know, I'm going to be frank with you. I think there's, like, two different types of Indians that have come to the U.S. There's, like, the first wave, which came when my family came, and I don't know, like, how to describe it, but we're, like, pretty good.
When's your family come?
About, like, 30, 40 years ago. So we've been here.
Was it before H1? I mean, did we even have an H1B program back then, or did they just come like any other American, like, immigrant?
Yeah, there was an H-1B program, but I think it was different because my dad had to take a bunch of tests to qualify to even come to the country, and like once he met this like merit qualification is how he got in. I actually didn't really ask, but I remember him telling me, oh, I had to sacrifice, you know what I mean, like all these immigrant parents say the same thing, but it's like I had to like study my ass off and give sorry, I didn't mean to say that, I had to study my butt off and like, you know, all this other stuff. But I think the system has changed or something. I don't really know. And, like, honestly, I agree with you. There is a serious competency crisis when it comes to a bunch of the Indians that are coming to the country now. And I don't mean to disparage my own people or anything, but this competency crisis exists even in India, where there's just people that are, like, yes, men. They're just very agreeable. They don't, you know, it's like they have this fear of disappointing you, so they'd rather lie to your face and tell you that they can do something. But it's not coming from a place of, like, I'm doing it maliciously. It's like, I don't want this guy to be disappointed in me, so I'll just tell him I can do something.
Yes.
But really, it's, like, frustrating because you have a job that you want them to do, and they know they can't do it, but they just tell you they can do it, and they still can't do it.
Right. It's not even necessarily that they can't do it. Like, maybe I'm asking them as a project manager something that is impossible. Like, it just can't be done.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, I'm the kind of guy that's like not afraid to ask questions, and I'm going to tell you, like, a lot of my you know, friends who are Indian, which is like maybe a handful, like, we're all kind of the same way. We ask questions. If we don't understand something, we try to understand it. We can't do it really, you know, I think I'm gonna have a hard time. You know what I mean? It's just a very different way of thinking, and this way of thinking is not really instilled in the Indian education system. It's very much like a rote memorization system there, where it's like, you know, you get the answers beforehand and you just memorize how to take the test. And that's what it is. It's really stupid. It's like modern education in America. It's really sad. I don't really think it's like cultural, like you were describing it. And, you know, I have like more thoughts on the whole religion thing.
What else is it though? Like, if there's a predisposition to increased agreeability over there, then what else is it if not cultural? You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to bash Hinduism. I've read the Bhagavad Gita. I thought it was beautiful. Learned men do not mourn the living or the dead, even though I used it in a critical context in the last segment. I think that's one of the most badass lines that I've ever heard in my entire life. I mean, there are things about the Indian culture that I absolutely adore. And I've got no problem with Indians coming over to America and doing great work and immigrating, just like I have no problem with anybody else coming over here. But if we're going to make a whole H-1B visa process as simple as possible, and we're going to use the excuse that it's because we need, like, engineers and experts that we don't have domestically, that's where I'm not falling for it. You know what I mean? Like, I interact with Indian immigrants all the time. I'm not trying to weaponize the stereotype here, but anytime I go to a corner market, man, like, it's run and owned by an Indian, and they always have shit in stock, and the prices are always great, and the service is always great, and they're always yelling at somebody that's working for them for not doing a good enough job. Like, I like that. But if we're going to say, look, man, we can't beat China in artificial intelligence race unless we just allow, you know, 500,000 Indians to come over and work for all of our big tech corporations, displacing Americans that should be good enough to do these jobs. That's where I take issue with it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a problem with you ethnically as an Indian being in America or people immigrating here. It just seems like a BS excuse to say that we need these H-1B visas, man.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, man, the people that are struggling to get those jobs that are going to H-1Bs, they're not just your friends and neighbors. They're my friends and neighbors. Do you know what I mean? And I'm on the same page as you. I don't really, like, you know, no offense to anybody that's listening who might be Indian or is Indian. Like, I don't really care about your issues over there. I live in America.
Yeah.
My friends are American. I consider myself to be American. That's what I care about.
You sound like an American. Your name's Sean.
It's the shorthand for my actual name, but...
Oh, it's by Sean Hindu.
It's all good, man. But, dude, I'm the same. Like,
what's your real first name? Tell me. I want to hear it.
Oh, dude, everybody's going to hear it. They'll know. It's Sean Hindu.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I like it. Look, I like his easy. Sorry, he's funny. If you wanted to come over on H1B Visa, I'd be good for that.
There you go, man. Actually, my name is the name of the king that started that war you were just describing, like going all the way back. So it was very interesting. But
that's cool, man. Well, man, I didn't mean to offend you. It wasn't my intention. I know that I'm offensive.
Like, but let me put it this way. Let me just put it this way. Like, if you're going to have a thought, you have to have the opportunity for it to possibly offend somebody in order for me to be able to discuss with you how I feel so we can reach some common middle ground. I'm not over here trying to be a thought police and tell you, oh, no, are you talking about how Jews did this? Censored? Like, no, forget it. Like, no, dude, you got to say what you got to say. I'm going to have a different opinion, and we can either agree to disagree or we can agree and say, you know what, maybe I can adopt what you're thinking. You can adopt what I'm thinking. I'm not trying to police you. I don't want you to feel that way at all.
I know. I don't feel that way. I just wanted to make sure because I was starting to feel bad.
Oh, dude, don't worry about it, man. I've heard much worse than that. Trust me.
Well, Sean, I love you, man. Thanks for calling in. Godzilla in Wisconsin, you are live on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to discuss the possibility, conspiracy theory that these Tic Tacs, UFO, UAPs that we've been seeing are new nuclear weapons, especially given the recent video we saw from our government where it split that Hellfire missile in half. Like, imagine the power you can launch a nuclear missile at somebody. And a nuclear weapon at somebody, and it couldn't be stopped. What do you think?
I think a lot of these UAPs that we're seeing, and by a lot I mean like 95% of them at least, are siloed top secret technology that we've built. And I think that 5% of them might actually be interdimensional phenomena. I don't know. That's just my intuition. This is me just shooting from the hip. I have no data to verify this. But it makes a lot of sense to me that we would have Air Force training exercises as we're developing technology that's meant to confuse and disorient enemy air forces. And that those technologies would be tested simultaneously without the pilots knowing, without the satellite operators knowing that it would be siloed. So I don't find it hard to believe whatsoever. And I find it incredibly plausible that our government would have the audacity to do things like manufacture or create or orchestrate a fake threat. And I'm not saying that the 3IA Atlas is an example of this, but a lot of people are speculating because of the bizarre and unique nature of the 3IA Atlas comet, because it's not doing things like giving off a tail like it normally would or a comet normally would when it's that close to the sun after coming from an incredibly cold part of the galaxy. I'm not necessarily speculating that the 3IA Atlas comet is an example of this, but a lot of people are speculating that that comet is actually a foreign intelligence, that it's actually a manufactured, engineered spacecraft coming into our solar system from another solar system in the galaxy, and that it'll arrive here in America or on Earth by 2027. There are a lot of people that have been saying for months and even years now that 2027 is the big year where there's going to be this threat of a spacecraft coming to the Earth, and it's going to be used and weaponized by the deep state in order to develop and catalyze and manifest its own interests. And I believe that the government could convince an asinine number of people that there's a real inter-solar threat coming to the United States. I mean, just look at what they did with COVID-19, where they manufactured it. Then they exaggerated how much of a threat it was. Then they exaggerated the efficacy of the solution that they offered. And it all wound up being total BS. All of it. Every aspect of the COVID-19 pandemic was BS. From the danger of it, from the source of it, to the solution of it. all of it totally made up. And we had people that were calling hotlines in Tim Walz's state to rat other people out for not having 6 feet of separation or for not wearing masks. I saw people at the airports wearing masks that had print on them that said, it goes over your nose. Everybody was being a total faggot about COVID-19, which was obvious within weeks that it was totally BS because, frankly, even the numbers that they were reporting of the deaths weren't enough deaths to justify the disproportionate response that we saw where everybody had to lose their business and collect money from the government. It was just disgusting. And so if the government has the power to just convince the entire world that there's a massive problem that doesn't exist and then offer a massive solution that doesn't work, that everybody buys into and still gets booster shots. I mean, even the president this week came out and said that he had his COVID-19 booster shot with his flu shot. This week this happened. I love Donald Trump. God bless him. But Jesus Christ. I'm certain then that the government could convince everybody that there's aliens coming on an unknown craft and we haven't been able to communicate with them and they're going to be arriving in 2027 and therefore, as a result of this, we have to weaponize our space systems and our space programs and we have to just drop an asinine amount of funding into weapon development and manufacturing and surveillance and we have to put an entire grid and a golden dome around the entire planet. We have to do all this stuff because this craft is going to come here and then we'll have some ballistic missile go and split it in half and we'll say we successfully staved off the craft thanks to your funding and then boom, we're living under an AI surveillance grid that we developed in response to this fake threat that was really just actually a comment that wasn't given off a tail for some other reason because it didn't have the right materials or minerals on it that would gas like that. I don't know. So I can totally see that, but as far as your question specifically is concerned, I believe that 95% of the UAP stuff we see, maybe even 99% of it, 99, even 0.9% of it, if you count the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of examples of this, is totally military and industrial complex technology that's highly classified, that's highly siloed, and been developed. I mean, honestly, if you look at the details, not to just go on and rant about this incessantly of the censorship and classification policies, laws, and rules around physics. Physics is one of the only sciences where if you write about physics and you develop or you discover some new theory or form of physics, it can immediately be classified by the federal government. That's why there's been no advance in physics for like the last 50 years. Everybody's been talking about string theory in the same way for 50 years. You don't think that maybe the best and the brightest are being pulled from the MITs and the other institutions, put into advanced leadership positions in classified government programs and developing physics and technologies that are completely foreign to anything that we see publicly? I certainly do. I certainly think that we have things like anti-gravity technology, even time warp technology. We've had confessions and statements from our own leadership that says that we have weapons now that can transcend the bounds of space and time. This is an exact quote from leadership in the current administration that's come out and said this. That wasn't developed publicly or obviously. That was developed in classified siloed programs. And the type of technology that's described in statements like this is the type of phenomena that we see when we see these UAPs and these tic-tacs and things flying out of the ocean, and things coming into orbit and bizarre phenomena in the sky. I mean, this is military technology, guys. We know that they're way more advanced than we are. DARPA had the internet in like the 80s, right? DARPANET was what it was originally called. And we get it in a meaningful way like 20 years later. So imagine what they have that we're not going to see for 20 more years. That's the way we got to be thinking. Johnny Freight Train, Florida. Johnny Freight Train, on your mind. What is it?
We all remember when Chuck Schumer threatened those Supreme Court justices that got appointed the 6 ways to Sunday. Everybody remembers that.
Yep.
I would say to the Supreme Court that they know what's going on. They need to back the Patriots, and they need to take Alex Jones's case and turn it tipsy to those people that have hurt him for no reason. Now, another thing I want to say is that the maker of the universe allows you to sleep with sweet sleep if you believe. So I don't believe in AI, and I don't listen to AI. I don't want any artificial intelligence. I want majestic intelligence and divine justice. And that's what I'm praying for. And I would hope that America would wake up. And as far as the religious aspect to what your calls have been about, religion is what in the downfall of every society. Religion is the evil. I don't believe in any religion. And Christianity is not a religion. It's a faith. That's all I got to say.
Amen. Hey, really good points. I love what you said about majestic intelligence and divine justice. I think that's incredibly powerful. And look, from a theological perspective with this artificial intelligence, here's what's happening. It's very simple. God created man in his image, and now man is creating artificial intelligence in man's image. It's another revolution or devolving, devolution of creation. It's a bastardization of what God did. It's us trying to make ourselves into God, us trying to be God, just like in the story of Adam and Eve. The reason that Adam and Eve took the fig, it was probably a fig. Everybody thinks it's an apple. First of all, the Bible never says it's an apple. And if you look at where the Garden of Eden, which was allegedly placed in the Fertile Crescent between the Tigris and Euphrates River, probably a fig. If you want to think about it literally, even though it's a metaphorical story that tells the capital T truth. The snake tells Adam and Eve that you'll be like God if you consume the apple from the tree of knowledge. Screw the tree of life. How about the tree of knowledge? Be more like God. Understand good and evil. And so from the very beginning of our faith, not our religion, but our faith, like you said, from the very beginning of our faith, we have been doing everything within our power to try to be like God, either because we feel inferior or because we're ambitious or because we just disrespect and degrade God in our own minds. And this is our Tower of Babel. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg came out this week. This week he came out and demonstrated his artificial intelligence technology that can immediately translate any video, even my own streams. If I were to be allowed to stream on Facebook, my own streams would automatically translate in my voice what I am saying live in whatever language that the listener speaks. This is a Tower of Babel situation. Whether you're in China, you would get Mandarin. If you're in Japan, you'd get Japanese. In Russia, you would get Russian. In Germany, you would get German, Deutsch. From my voice, this is the AI that's reversing the lesson of the Tower of Babel. We've got this artificial intelligence that we're developing that would make us gods in our own minds in a sick way. We'd become false gods. We would become the false idol that we worship. It's self-worship that we create this AI in our own image. Now, it's inevitable that it's going to be done. We have to respond to this inevitability, understanding that it is an inevitability. But we have to do so with humility. We have to do so with reverence for God. We have to do so without seeing ourselves as gods. And the people that we have responsible for leading these organizations, whether it's the Palantirs or the Larry Ellisons or the Sam Altmans, the people that we have responsible for creating this technology have no reverence for God whatsoever. They only have self-reverence. They love themselves. They see themselves as gods. What was it, Kurzweil that said? Might have been Kurzweil or Yuval Noah Harari. I can't remember who it was that said this. So that I don't believe in God yet. Implying, of course, that once we become gods, then I will believe in God because I will be God. This is the level of evil that we face. It's the fundamental evil. It's first principle evil. It is the first evil that we've ever faced. Our desire to become as great or greater than God. It's hubris. It's the pride that comes before the fall. And that's what we have to be careful of, because the implications of committing these sins, it's not just the wrath of God in some supernatural way where he's going to come down and smite us. The implications of these sins are very real, practical, reasonable sins, reasonable expectations within the system that's already been created. God doesn't have to come in a supernatural way with divine intervention and punish us for committing the sin. The system that we live within, the simulation that we live within, will already punish us for violating the Big Ten, for violating this sin, for committing this sin, violating this command from God. So yeah, I mean, I'm definitely 100%, 1000% worried about the implications of artificial intelligence on humanity itself, because it's something that we've seen time and time again in every story. Whether you believe it's the literal truth or a metaphorical truth, the outcome is still the same. Devastation, real, practical devastation for humanity. And I don't like the people that are in charge of this stuff. I'm pleased to see that Elon Musk is implying that Christianity is superior. I'm pleased to see that the Joe Rogans and others are finally accepting Christianity in some form or another. I'm pleased to see that the Eric Weinsteins, who confess that they're atheists, still practice some religion because they understand the benefit of it. At least they understand that on a metaphorical plane, it's better to embrace the principles of our faith than it is to ignore them. Every civilization that's ever collapsed has collapsed because it violates the commandments that we see in our own faith and our own text. Yes, it has to do, and it's directly correlated with their lack of faith or their lack of belief or their secularism or their hedonism or their Dionysian rites. But practically speaking, if you steal, your civilization is going to collapse. If you commit adultery, your civilization is going to collapse. If you don't honor your mother and father and take care of your elderly, your civilization is going to collapse. If you worship false idols, your civilization is going to collapse. If you bear false witness, your civilization is going to collapse. And we see all of these sins being committed in every way imaginable by every civilization right now. What do you think the outcome is going to be? And that's why we're fighting back in InfoWars for the truth over the lies, for good over evil, for humanity over demonism. They literally want to depopulate the planet for the sake of the planet. They're worshiping the planet as a false idol. And I've seen a lot of Christians worship the Bible itself as a false idol. They spend more time studying the Word of God than they do actually trying to develop a relationship with God. Controversial thing to say, abundantly true. Most true things, abundantly controversial. But that's why we need your help more than ever, keeping InfoWars on the air. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. I see the board is just totally lit up. I'm going to get to Tim in Washington and Willie in California and Jefferson in Virginia. I always love it when Jefferson calls. On the other side of this break, in the meantime, please go to the alexjonesstore.com because today is the last day ending at midnight. Today is the last day you can get any shirt on the site for $19.97 in honor and celebration of InfoWars launch in 1997. Plus, you get 50% off the Sea Moss Gummies. Absolutely incredible source of iodine to empower your thyroid, to detoxify your own body from all of the chemicals that we're exposed to in the food, water, and air that we consume. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. Get anything from the veterans of the InfoWars line, anything from the Crusader line, the Holy Wars line, my personal favorite line, for just $19.97 ending today. Stay with us.
You're not going to talk to me and talk over me. Because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't
go
you
ahead.
Just keep your mouth shut?
I've been on air for 31 years, but 28 years ago, I launched InfoWars, and it's changed the world thanks to all of your support of the operation. People like Hakeem Jeffries want us to shut up.
Can you, like, shut up?
That's what all their lawfare, all their lawsuits, all their attacks have been about, and they're passing anti-free speech laws in Canada, the UK, Europe. They're arresting people for even criticizing the government, and they're trying to bring that here. And that's why it's so important to try to keep InfoWars on the air. But regardless, it'll easily be taken off very, very soon. We're going to continue on in the fight. But going forward, we'll no longer be called InfoWars. That's why it's so important now, which could be your last chance, to get all of the great shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, that have InfoWars on it. The classic designs and some of the new designs. That's why we're launching the InfoWars Veteran Edition, or Veterans of the InfoWar. All of you that supported the InfoWar, you are the InfoWar. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You're the reason we're having this massive success here in the United States and around the world. You're the reason the globalists are desperate and admit their entire system is collapsing down around them. We're winning major battles, but we've not yet won the main war. And I have been proud to fight with you over these decades. I am so blessed and satisfied by the incredible effect we've all had together. So to celebrate 28 years of the InfoWar, 1997 to 2025, which could be the end of this incarnation of it, and I hope we go on. And regardless, the InfoWar never dies. It belongs to the people. It's the term for information warfare. They use lies. We use truth. But the URL and this building and all of that goes away, and it's like rocket engines, boosters falling off as the main craft goes into escape velocity and orbit. As John Paul Jones famously said, the founder of the U.S. Navy, I have not yet begun to fight. But it is important to get original InfoWars gear while you still can. All the classic designs and the new Veterans of the InfoWar designs that are limited edition and help keep this operation on the air and fund the new Alex Jones network that's being built. You've already seen some of the studios, the great work the crew's been doing. But it's much more expansive than what you've seen, and that'll be revealed very, very soon. And that's thanks to all of your support. So when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you will have access to the widest selection, over 500 designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. And all of the t-shirts are $19.97 in honor of the year that I launched InfoWars.com. itself. So again, thank you all for your support. And there's more.
But wait, there's more!
With promo code Hakeem at checkout, because he wants us all to shut up, and we're not going to shut up, get an additional 10% off right now. That's promo code Hakeem. Use it now.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't just keep your mouth shut?
Hakeem Jeffries hopes you shut up. Hakeem Jeffries hopes you don't help keep us on the air, because then he can continue his tyrannical activity. That's why it's a revolutionary act when you support this operation and wear the Patriot apparel, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, celebrating 28 years of the InfoWar. Thanks for keeping us on the air. And Hakeem, we've just begun to fight. We're not going to shut up.
Bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault.
Tip of the spear to the edge of tomorrow. It's Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I'm your host, Chase Geyser. I'm told that Rex Jones is in the building and looking very handsome. He'll be back with us in 24 minutes. I'm really looking forward to spending the last hour of the transmission with him. But first, your calls, as promised. Tim in Washington. Tim, what is on your mind?
Not much, Chase. I just want to say what I've seen the last few years of all the deception and warmongering and whatnot. It looks as if they're tricking the Palestinians to go back to Gaza so that they're back in the target zone and more of them in a cluster to save munitions. It don't look good. I don't trust the ceasefire. I don't trust any of this whatsoever. I think we're just going to have another play of disappointment. And, so preparing the United States. You know, we the people have to actually solve this. The politicians are in it for their political agendas. It's not for us. Thank you for your vote. Now go F away is basically what we're getting from the election.
So, yeah, you know, I agree with some of that. Here's the problem with me with the Palestinian issue. Why should I give a damn? Like, look, the only reason I care about the Palestinian thing is because I feel guilty that my tax dollars are being used for the slaughter. The only reason I feel guilty about the Ukraine and Russia conflict is because my tax dollars are being used for the slaughter. I feel culpable that I pay into a system that results in the death of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of innocents. These genocides should be totally irrelevant. If somebody wants to commit a genocide in Africa, it's got nothing to do with it. It's happening constantly all the time. The children that are hijacked and trafficked for war, we see it time and time again. We made movies about it, like Blood Diamond, things of that nature. I saw a meme that was hysterical this week. It was, "I'm from Rhodesia." And the response was, "Isn't it called London now?" And I'm not concerned with stopping genocide so much as I'm concerned with being responsible for genocides. I'm trying to make sure that I don't drive to work or drive down the road in Austin, Texas, seeing people nodding off because they're on abundance of fentanyl. Why is it that we can't just take care of our own people first? Why is it that we can't ensure that veterans are properly taken care of and children have health care that isn't pumping them full of vaccine after vaccine after vaccine, raising autism? Why is it that we allow for inflation to result in the fact that we're just not breeding our own people, so we have to import people to become so-called Americans despite the fact that they refuse to assimilate with our culture? Why is it that we can't solve inflation's or our problems like inflation or corruption? Why is it that we are incessantly struggling as the American people and our conversations have to be completely centered around what's happening in Palestine or what's happening in Ukraine, or what's about to happen in Taiwan? Why is it that I have to give a damn? Why is it that I even know the name of anybody that leads any foreign nation? Why do I know who Macron is, or who Netanyahu is, or who Starmer is, or who Zelensky is, or who Putin is, or who Xi Jinping is? Why do I even know these names? Why are they relevant to me at all? Why should I know who the hell Pam Bondi is? Or who the director of the FBI is? Or who the director of the CIA is? Why is it that I should even have the name Kash Patel on my lips at all? These institutions should be so small and so irrelevant that I don't even have to think about them. That I don't have to talk about them. That they aren't so integrated and manipulative in my life that they're relevant. I saw something the other day. Joe Rogan had a guest on who was targeted erroneously, of course, for being associated with some of the illegal torture programs that were occurring under the Bush administration and then the Obama administration, forced him to plea for like 2 years in prison. Guy said the average American commits 3 to 4 felonies a day without even knowing it. How screwed up is that? The average American commits 3 to 4 felonies a day. We have so many laws. Why is it that I have to be concerned about what's happening in Palestine or what's happening in Ukraine when our own judicial system is so screwed up that everybody you see every single day has committed a felony 4 times that day? What was possibly against the law? What was possibly so severely punished? Now we're in a situation where whenever they want to get any of us, all they have to do is find the 3 to 4 things that we did yesterday on accident, not even knowing that it was against the law, in order to lock us up forever. I mean, the fact that they've done such a deep dive investigation on Alex Jones and they've not found anything to be able to charge him with in criminal court is astounding. An astounding testament to how innocent he really is. They had to go after him in civil court for a $1.2 billion judgment that they're using in order to shut down freedom of speech, the same exact method that they've used against Mike Lindell, the same exact method that they're about ready to use against you. I'm going to go to Willie in California. Willie in California, you are live on the air, sir. What is on your mind?
Hey there, Chase. Good to talk to you. Hey, I'm just really still amazed at the lack of curiosity into the whole Charlie Kirk investigation anomalies. You know, when they say Candace Owens has lost it, I think it likely means she's actually found it. It seems only she and a few other lesser-known podcasters are the only ones interested in investigating the suspicious narratives and uncovering the truth of what actually happened last month. You know, nobody.
Yes, Candace is today what Alex Jones was. Candace is today what Alex Jones was on July 25th of 2001. Everybody thought he was crazy. Oh, yeah. Turns out he was right. Now everybody thinks Candace is crazy. It's going to turn out that she's right.
Yeah, and nobody, including his wife, coworkers at TPUSA and his DOJ, really seem interested. Nobody. Just like the Epstein files, nothing to see here. Let's move along. Well, Candace has come up with some receipts, including text screenshots, some tip lines, and video analytics that are being gathered all by independent American citizens. So I guess until we all meet in Valhalla, our government remains intentionally useless. So go Candace Owens, go Ryan Matta. And let's go, Sam Parker. They've come up with some new stuff that's very interesting.
Oh, man. Thank you for your call, Willie. Jefferson in Virginia. I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. What is on your mind?
Saving the best for last, are you, Jefferson? I mean, Chase, good to talk to you.
Hey, man. Good to talk to you, too.
Hey, what's the subtitle to Dr. Strangelove? Have you watched the movie? Have you seen the subtitle?
It's been a long time since I've seen Dr. Strangelove. What is the subtitle?
How I Learned to Stop Being Afraid and Love the Bomb. So when it comes to our financial implosion, which is inevitable, we're $37 trillion in debt, and that's the best picture. We'll be another $10 trillion in debt in another 2 years. So
it's out
of control. Yeah, but I'm just saying it's out of control if we keep living under the lie of the Federal Reserve.
You can just stop being afraid and love the dollar.
No, we should love the implosion. We should figure out what the solution and what the aftermath, and it's literally after mathematics, of the implosion would be. Who gets to remain in the 1% or the 1.1%? And who gets to be elevated from, right? We should have a world of abundance and prosperity without anybody being, on the street, so to speak. I mean, the richest among us will still be the richest among us. The differential just won't be so big anymore, right? Everything has to be recalibrated in the future. We should stop being afraid of it so that we don't look at it. And we should say, okay, what should the future look like if the lie is revealed that this whole Federal Reserve System has always been a house of cards that was designed to create titles to things that people don't really own using the Monopoly game board to enrich themselves sort of in a fraudulent way. And they get to keep all the natural resources entitled to it that they never really earned in this false prosperity bubble that we created with the Federal Reserve System. We got to pierce that
100%.
Bubble, collapse it, and start over. And we should embrace that. We shouldn't be afraid of it.
Well, and they know that the implosion's inevitable. They just want to time it so that they can ensure that they establish the post-collapse world. It's classic Cloward and Piven type stuff going on right
sure.
now. And that's what I'm concerned about when I see them talking about central bank digital currencies, and we see what China's trying to do with the digital yen, and we see how this is all playing out. Everybody seems to be establishing policies, even the WHO, establishing policies for the post-collapse world right before our eyes. It's very obvious that they've got an insurance policy for themselves, and the American people are going to be left high and dry unless we have something to counter it planned for ourselves. I mean, what happens if the entire dollar collapses tonight, tomorrow? What happens? Some central bank digital currency, some Mark Carney from Canada with his background in international banking and the International Bank of Settlements comes in and offers a solution? Or is it China that sweeps in? Or is it Russia that sweeps in? Or is it BRICS that sweeps in? And then if we have no dollar dominance, then that means that we have no control over any of the policies in the Middle East. Then there's supply chains that are totally disrupted. I mean, we're looking at the entire death of the American people. These states will break up into different nations. This will be the collapse of the United States of America because we live for so long on this lie. And the longer you live on a lie, the longer and harder it is to unwind it. It's like a Ponzi scheme. The more you've been running it, the more fuel you have to add to the top of it in order to sustain it. It's exponential. It's a parabola. You can see it. You can see the hockey stick on the line graph right now. Our problems are so rapidly becoming bigger that even since I've been drawing breath during this broadcast, even since I've been talking to you, we've gone billions upon billions of dollars more into debt. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And look, I've mentioned this before on air. If you go on ChatGPT or Grok or even Google, and just ask a simple question. What would happen if we paid off all of our debt overnight and then passed a balanced budget amendment that never allowed the U.S. government to go into debt? You will be met with example after example, list after list of all of the collapse that would occur because our entire system is based off of the debt. We have to allow ourselves to be increasingly vulnerable in order to prevent ourselves from becoming extinct. That's what's so screwed up about it. It's like how you have to keep taking heroin in order to make sure that you never are sick from withdrawals, but by continuing to take heroin, you ensure that you're going to die of hepatitis or HIV or whatever. We're literally on this massive opiate that is the Federal Reserve, and the only people that have an insurance policy for the post-collapse world are the world's most evil, powerful supervillains, the Carneys, the Soroses, the Schwabs. The Macrons, the Starmers, whatever you name it, the Justin Trudeaus making out with Katy Perry on the beach, they're set. They're ready. They got it all figured out. Well, the American people are going to be left high and dry, and they're only going to use the excuse or the collapse as an excuse to justify the total management of all of our monetary decisions. The only way they're going to be able to do that is through a central bank digital currency because you have to use the blockchain technology in order to control the transactions and designate different dollars for different things. Like you can use X amount of your dollars for fuel or X amount of your dollars for real grass-fed beef and the rest has to be the fake stuff that Bill Gates came up with. It's insane. Meanwhile, the same people that are establishing the post-collapse world are the people like Bill Gates who are developing technology to block out the sun, literally trying to block out the source of life on the entire planet. In the name of saving the planet, they're killing it. They're sacrificing the planet to a false god of globalism in order to save the planet, but they don't want anybody left to be able to inhabit it in the meantime. It's absolutely insane. Dennis in Florida. Dennis, what is on your mind?
Hunter. You know, we have got to unite in Christ. That's the answer. It's not religion. It's like math. And we have the plans. The founders told us what to do. We've got to make the 10 Americas and give Antarctica to the elites. That's 11 states, not 10. 11's God's number. And we make a new currency from a mixture of alloys. That's going to be gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and nickel. And we melt it to a certain consistency so it goes to a frequency. Then we can make a one more dollar based on that. But the bottom line is this. We've got to come together now. We have the plans. We can pay the militaries around the world to fall behind us. Trump has been compromised. We love him, but we can't trust him now. So we've got to come together as a global community and all the militaries. They can trust me. The military knows me. I'm a former Fed. You know, they're family to me. So we've got to come together now. And Alex has got to
join me. What kind of Fed were you?
Oh, I was in the DHS. I was TSA. But I was the guy that presented the intelligence reports to the groups of officers. And I was also nuclear artillery for our army.
Wait, you just said you were a former Fed and then you said you were TSA?
Yeah, I was TSA, but within the TSA, I was a little higher level. I provided intelligence to officers within the TSA. So I was DHS.
Did you ever prevent a plane from getting bombed?
No. And I don't, I think the TSA needs to be disbanded. All that shit's bullshit now. We know that now. So yeah, we got to trim it all back. We have to get down to what the founders originally envisioned. And that's what the plans are, the plans for New America and the Global Republic. I've sent it to you guys numerous times. It's you know, Alex thinks it's similar to what he had in mind. It's common sense, you know, but my plans are more specific, more than a slogan, 1776 worldwide. And Alex exposed the evil. He allowed the world to see the truth about what this is all about. He did his job, but now we got to come together. I'm an angel. I had college scores at 6. The world has watched me grow up, and now it's time to do our thing together. And, you know, I'm saved. I'm totally a Christian, if there ever was one. So we just need to debate the plans, come together. The militaries of the world will fall in line behind us. Everyone knows what's up. It's time we do this now. And this is it. You know, I'd be in jail or killed if the Israeli people, the Mossad and our government, if they had a problem with me, I would be dead. Everyone's expecting me. We can do this now. So
I love you, Dennis. Thank you for your call. Dave in FEMA Region 9. Dave in FEMA Region 9, what is on your mind?
Thanks so much, Chase. Unfortunately, I'm a former VIP member. Had to jump off.
Oh, no. You said former. Now I'm scared. What's wrong?
Lack of funds. My job went away in August of this year. I've been out of work for like 8 weeks now. Yeah. So my topic is Antifa, and they're real here in Arizona. But my girlfriend, Just Jesse, 75, sent you a message on Twix. And then I sent it on your Getter feed. It shows the protest, and they actually invited me and my buddy down there to Phoenix to their May Day protest, and then they attacked us. And unfortunately, I ended up with 3 bulging discs, and I've got pain throughout my body, and I can't get DPS to do anything about it. But we know that Antifa is real, and they're violent. It's the violent left. But we need to stand up. I don't know how to get people more motivated out here to do that. We need to reclaim our country. And I loved what one of your former callers said about, I don't know what the exact quote was, the divine intervention that we need, because we definitely need God in our life. Politics,
majestic intelligence, and divine justice.
Yeah, and culture is downstream from faith. There's been so many churches that have failed us. We've been searching for a church, and we finally found one. Reveal Today Church, Revival Today Church. It's a black robe pastor named Jonathan Shuttlesworth. Love him because he teaches right out of the good book. And I appreciate all you do, and I appreciate you letting me on the line, sir. So if you could,
I love you, man. Good luck with your employment situation. I'm sure that it'll be okay. Remember, when things are good, they're never as good as they seem, and when they're bad, they're never as bad as they seem. You're gonna be all right, Dave. Tara in Alabama. Tara, what's on your mind? Tara in Alabama. Well, let's go to Cameron in Arkansas then. Oh, I can hear you now, Tara. Just in the nick of time. God.
I know. I had to put my earbud on pause because of my kids. But anyway, I know we haven't talked about immigration in forever, you know, and I just feel like, why is he focusing on the humongous cities that all have these, you know, Democrats that are going to fight them tooth and nail? And like, because they ship tens of thousands of Haitians and Venezuelans into Athens, Alabama, into my small town. And when you go to Walmart, they don't even speak English anymore. They're all working at our big plant, Toyota, which they just built here like 2 years ago, and now they have taken all the jobs. My husband got laid off from there, and it's insane. And instead of coming to the small areas where we won't fight him, he just wants to go so he can be on camera deporting 10 people. It's like, you said mass immigration. You didn't just say only criminals.
Well, he did at least stop the bleeding.
He did. And I, God bless him for that. And I'm never going to, yeah, I love Trump and I don't regret voting for him, but enough's enough. I'm with the Epstein and then this, and just, you know, we won't even go into Israel because that's just fine. It's been like that since I was born, but at least sure. get these people out. You know, it's like, get them out. I mean, they are destroying these small towns. I mean, they're destroying them. And I just feel like we are your base and you've completely shut us out with the Epstein, with this. And you just want to be on camera deporting five people in Chicago. Okay, what about the rural areas being torn apart by this?
100%. Thank you so much for your call, Tara. I appreciate it. Cameron in Arkansas. Cameron, what is on your mind?
Hey, I have a lot of critical information that I know will fix all these problems. And I wanted to inform you guys of a story of when I was in Colorado when I found a quartz mineral sample that I got to let you know first that I have a business model that I know will fix everything despite all the religious squalor that's going on in politics. And people mentioned a divine intervention that already happened. It's a story that is a true story. I was in Colorado in 2023 after having been injected with Zyprexa illegally in Austin in 2022. They entered into my body with something that was manufactured. It doesn't grow off a tree. And I've been feeling this internet of body thing. My motor functions are all compromised and I've been really pissed off about it for a long time. And it's everything Alex Jones has been talking about. And I've been supporting him for years on social media for like a long time. And so in 2023, after 2022, when I got illegally injected with Zyprexa, in 2023, I went to Colorado to hike in the mountains just for fun, just casually. And I was in the mountains and I couldn't breathe because of illegal hitchhikers in my blood from Zyprexa. And so I had the coordinates of where I found it. It was by the Poudre Valley River in Colorado. I was holding onto my heart with my right hand, spun around in circles because I couldn't breathe. Then as soon as I stopped, right in front of me was a gleam from a very shiny quartz that was embedded in the ground. Now, keep in mind, when something is embedded in the ground that conducts electricity, like quartz, that's in all your watches, that's in the shape of a tuning fork in your computers, it has to do with the rare earth minerals that China's withholding and all that. It was embedded in the ground, and I have electricity flowing through my hands, like electrodes, right? That's hooked up to quartz, and that's how you got the proper time in a quartz watch. And when I pulled it out of the ground, it was in the shape of a perfect symbolic heart. And I had it in October 2023, and I brought it back to Texas in 2024. It dropped in June. And so now those two pieces are contrast to each other, but that quartz heart was aesthetically perfect. And to a T, the nanoparticles that it was composed of naturally occurring quartz in the Colorado mountains. What's the coincidence that I was holding my heart with my right hand spinning in circles? And then as soon as I stopped, it was embedded in the ground. I didn't know what I was touching, like the illegal occupants in my blood, until I pulled it out of the ground. And it was in the shape of a symbolic heart. But your human blood heart is not in the shape of a symbolic heart. And so it dropped, it broke, and two pieces. There's your divine intervention, if anything. So I'm not worried about the quartz, and I have the business model idea on YouTube. My YouTube is Takes 22 Tang with the YouTube shorts. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, all right. Like my YouTube is Takes 22 Tang, T-A-K-E-S, 22 T-A-N-G. It's a business model. I put it on my shorts. We could play. I've been playing Turtle WoW. Called World of Warcraft, but Turtle WoW is a the Blizzard tried to invoke the RICO Act against Turtle WoW because they're literally doing what they accused Turtle WoW of doing. Like they invoked the RICO Act. Blizzard Entertainment invoked the RICO Act against Turtle WoW because they have a server for the game World of Warcraft, which is a very popular game, but it's the game that was made in 2004. And the developers and Blizzard today didn't even make this game. And they're claiming that they're taking their player base. Blizzard is claiming that they're taking their player base when they didn't even make the game themselves. They're a bunch of woke developers that are trying to keep the subscribers with $15 a month coming into their pockets as woke developers at Blizzard. And Turtle WoW, they're fans of the game. And so they just made an alternative expansion to it, and I've been playing it. And so it's a quartz omen that has happened. And quartz is in computers, but it's in the shape of the tuning fork. And that quartz heart, when it was together, it's broken now. There's your divine intervention. It broke, and now it will never be put back together, and that has never been touched since the origin of the universe. It was embedded in the ground, that specific sample, in the shape of a heart. So it's done. It's history. It's like that. Now those two pieces are relative to itself when it was together, chiseled by God since the origin of the universe. And it's relative to all the parts of the whole universe.
Thank you, Cameron. I appreciate it. Thank you for saving the universe. Folks, we're coming up with Rex Jones on the other side of this break. Please go to thealexjonesstory.com and continue to perpetuate the courts and the manifestation of all glory and goodness. And the divine justice and magnificent intelligence. Stay with us.
Hakeem Jeffries, the petty tyrant, wants you to shut up.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
He doesn't want you to have free speech. He doesn't want you to be able to exercise your views and stand up for yourself. That's because he, like other tyrants in the EU, Canada, the UK, the Democratic Party, can't win with their ideas that are so unpopular. They can only silence people. So in honor of him trying to tell all of us to shut up.
Can you shut up?
You get an additional 10% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com on top of all the other big sales with promo code Hakeem. It's that simple. You know Hakeem Jeffries and the Democratic Party have been attacking us, attacking you, attacking President Trump, trying to bully us into submission, but it's not going to work. And the larger store sale that's going on right now is all of the Patriot t-shirts, the Patriot apparel, the widest selection, some of the best designs are 1997 in honor of myself and the crew launching Infowars.com in 1997, 28 years of the Infowar. So that is the Veterans of the Infowar sale. And on top of it, 10% off at checkout with the promo code Hakeem. And there's a bunch of limited edition Infowars, Veterans of the Infowars shirts, all the original designs and more. Because if Infowars is shut down and the bad guys get the name, they've said they're going to try to stop us from using the term Infowar in the future. But it's a generic term. It belongs to the world. They're going to try to misrepresent it with The Onion and Bloomberg, who are running all of this. It's going to blow up in their face big time. But regardless, for original InfoWars designs and these limited editions that help fund this operation and the future operation, the Alex Jones Network backup, it is critical to get these right now because it could be your last chance. It's all coming to a head right now. So thank you all for your support. You are veterans of the InfoWar, and I salute you all.
Welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am Chase Geiser, your host. I am joined in studio by the great, the magnificent, the credible Rex Jones. Rex, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing phenomenal. It's always a good evening with Chase Geiser.
Dude, you grew a beard really fast. You look good.
Yeah, I haven't shaved since October 1st, and I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah, it looks good on you. I look like a terrorist if I grow my beard out.
And I think I look a little raggedy still, but I'm waiting on the time. That's people tell me it's just ignore the itching and just be in it for the long haul. We'll see how it looks in December.
Are you using any supplements for the hair support? That beard is strong, dude.
And not any besides like the Shilajit gummies and the stuff I take from the Alex Jones store. But I mean, I'm just letting it grow all natural, you know?
What do you think about them going after Mike Lindell the same exact way that they went after Alex?
Dude, it is so crazy. You know, it seems like if you get charged criminally for something, you actually have more of a chance because they have to get you beyond a reasonable doubt, right? But in civil court,
right.
I remember learning this in intro to law class in high school. All they need is preponderance evidence. It's like 50.01% chance that, you know, you're liable.
And they don't even need that. If they're going to just find you guilty by default with a judge without even giving you a jury.
Right.
They don't need that.
I mean, it's so crazy. Well, the judge did the same thing to him they did to us. You say, boom, by default, I render you guilty, and the jury gets to decide how guilty you are.
Look, and it's a shame too, because Mike Lindell is such a sweetheart. I'm not sure if I agree with all of his analysis of what happened in the election. I certainly agree that the election was stolen. Frankly, you know, I'm ashamed to admit this and say this, but you know, his 8-hour long seminars about it, it was just too much for me to even consume. I would turn it on and be like, what's going on? And they get distracted with stuff at work. It was impossible for me to digest because it was just this behemoth of data that he was trying to explain.
Right.
So without even making any, you know, remark or claim as to whether or not he was right or wrong, obviously what's happening to him is very wrong.
Right. And I mean, you look at him, you look at his business, his industry, the factory that he has, all the people that he employs. I mean, InfoWars at its peak was a huge operation with almost 100 employees. How much money will they say he's worth? Like, they might actually try to get $1 billion from old Mike, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. And frankly, the MyPillows are the best pillows.
Yeah, I own some.
Do you use one?
My grandma got me one last year for Christmas. It's on my bed. It's not usually the one I sleep with, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I hug it at night. You know.
Yeah, I love that, man. I wish I was your pillow. I wish you would just hold me like a my pillow.
I love you, Chase.
So tell me a little bit, because this is a very short break segment, and we're going to go to a one-minute break before some radio stations pick us up at 6 after. But tell me a little bit while we have this opportunity about the podcast that you've launched and what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's linked to my Twitter profile, and I'd really appreciate a follow or a subscription for anyone on YouTube or on Rumble, or just follow me on Twitter. It's Gray Area. So me and my co-host, Tim Tompkins, we kind of go through timelines, we go through events, and we break down like how we are where we are today. So it's very cool, and I'd appreciate a follow or a subscription.
Well, I had an awesome time being on with you just a few days ago.
Yeah, we did a phenomenal
interview. And we worked on some technical issues too.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun, man. Your co-host is awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Now, he's a great guy. I mean, the reason why we're doing the show is because we really gel together, and you know, it's all about the big picture topics, and we try to get away from that kind of culture war slop, and we're trying to get into the real meat of the issues, right? So we talk about inflation, we talk about global economy, geopolitics, and I'm really hoping, like, you were our first, like, real A-list guest. I'm really hoping we can get a lot of A-list guests in the future.
You certainly will, man. And I can help you with that too, because I've started a podcast from the ground up before. I'm happy to give you any advice.
I appreciate that. You're Master Yoda, dude. You really are.
I appreciate that, man. I'm not 1,000 years old yet, but I'm starting to feel that way sometimes. Folks, we're coming up on a break in just 1 minute. And Rex, I don't even know if you know about this, but we launched the 1997 mega sale on Friday because InfoWars did its first broadcast in 1997. All the shirts right now on the AlexJonesStore.com, with the exception of one shirt, are going for $19.97. The only shirt that's a little bit more expensive is the Ask Me About My Alex Jones costume shirt, where you can pull up the shirt and it's Alex's face on the other side. We had to charge a little bit more for that because it's two prints and it's more labor for us to make it. But if you go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now, you can take advantage of every shirt for $19.97. This sale ends at midnight. Please go now and be the reason that we will always be on the air. On the other side of this break, Rex, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on with Ukraine and some of our supplements specifically, because we had this insane deal last week where we basically gave away the farm. I want to talk to you specifically about, insane deal. But I want to talk to you specifically about some of the products that we have left that people are really missing out if they aren't taking it. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Out of darkness into light, it's Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am Chase Geyser, joined by the esteemed Rex Jones, heir to the throne. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you as always, Rex. Thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio to be with me. So I don't want, you know, it's InfoWars, it's not infomercial, but the reason I wanted to have you on is because I do want to talk specifically about the supplements, but I also want to talk about the news as well so people can get your take, because I really value your take on what's going on. Now, we've got these reports that Trump has kind of changed his tune on what's happening in Ukraine. He seems to be using rhetoric to suggest that he believes that Ukraine could potentially win this conflict. Support for Ukraine seems to be bolstered. So now, as opposed to toward the beginning of his administration, it seems like the end is no longer in sight for this conflict. What are your thoughts just kind of hearing that?
Well, you know, Chase, I've been following this conflict very intensely since the beginning. This conflict in Ukraine and the Gaza issue is actually the two things that got me back in studio and back online, is because I really wanted to talk about them. I've been following great channels on YouTube like Dialogue Works and Judge Napolitano, where he has the best geopolitical guests on every single day. You name it. Douglas McGregor, Ray McGovern, Larry Johnson, all these types. And it's been very clear almost, you know, since like a year and a half ago, there's no real way for Ukraine to win this war. They've suffered hundreds of thousands of desertions this year alone. They've suffered 700 a day for a long period of time. And the U.S. and the EU, they have all this talk of backing Ukraine and arming them to the hilt and all this saber rattling. We don't have the weapons. So I've been bouncing back and forth my mind about this. I've been going, man, I hate what Trump is saying about this. I absolutely despise it. We don't need to give Zelensky, little Zelensky, a nuclear weapon. We don't need to give him anything else. But the posturing that Trump's been doing, you know, he can say he wants to do all these things. We don't have the weapon systems to give them. Between what we've given to the Israelis and our own depleted stockpiles at home, we just simply don't have the missiles. So all these promises of backing them to the hilt and giving them more aid, I just don't see it as feasible. And I actually think it's kind of a smart move to make the EU ante up and make them, quote unquote, pull their own weight, because Trump knows he's in the Situation Room. They can't do that. You know, interesting fact, the EU plans to loan Ukraine over $100 billion. And the rationale in doing this is they say, oh, you know, we're going to loan them $100 billion, but we're not even going to put it on our books because we're just going to take it from the Russians. Now, that doesn't work out. You can't give someone a loan and then promise them future money. It almost reminds me of what happened here to us, right, during the fake auction.
Yeah, the auction.
You've got money promised that won't ever be delivered, or if it is delivered, the weapon systems it'll be used to pay for, they won't be delivered for years. And this conflict is really not going well for little Zelensky. It's over for him. I think it's a genius move by Trump to kind of posture and say, oh, we're going to give them the weapons, and then there are no weapons to give them.
Yeah, I hope you're right, man. I mean, that's an optimistic way of looking at it.
Like, we don't have the missiles.
It could be the case, too, that, you know, Trump is just pretending that he's going to support Zelensky to try to put, you know, Ukraine and the United States in a better negotiating position with Putin moving forward. But I think I want to show you this clip. I think people have forgotten about this clip from months and months ago of Zelensky. Watch this.
To critics who are saying that.
I say, such person from government or mayors, think about the war, think about how to defend our people. Don't travel through the world each day. Travel to the front line. Ask people, ask soldiers what they need.
Oh, us soldiers.
Do this. Not build roads for today. Don't do it. Spend all your money to the weapon, to the drones.
You spend all money to the weapon,
yes. You want to build roads? Don't do it. Spend all your money to the weapon.
Little Zelensky, he's such an unintentional. Of course it's intentional because that's where he got his start. He's a comedian. It's literally like having Kevin Spacey on House of Cards become the president. He played the president in a Ukrainian TV show, and that's how they got people to put him into office, right? So he's a complete State Department Victoria Nuland invention. He is this creature that backs the neo-Nazis in Ukraine to the hilt, and he's like 5'6", but he wears these giant like 4-5-inch insoles. So like you see a video of him next to
Trump. He's like DeSantis.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, look, little Zelensky, the money ride is over. All the money that's been promised, it ain't coming. All the weapons that have been promised, they ain't coming. The only real issue that I see here is this shipment of Tomahawk missiles that keeps being talked about. The only way those get launched are really by U.S. people with the telemetry. So, you know, I was favorable about Trump like a few minutes ago saying I think it's kind of a 3D chess or 4D chess move. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about that because we're the only ones that could launch those weapon systems. And Zelensky, you know, you can criticize him. You can call him a midget. You can call him a troll. You can call him an evil goblin. You name it. At the end of the day, he has been very persistent. He has been very persistent both on the EU and the US, and there are still a sizable portion of Americans that believe his lies. I mean, I was at, you know, someone's house a couple weeks ago, and this girl comes on in and she's talking about Trump. And I was like, oh, you like Trump? That's interesting, right? Young women in Austin that usually like Trump. But she goes, yeah, we're really going to get Putin. And I'm like, oh man, Like, you in what army, lady? Like, just come on. But, I mean, this is what we deal with. The public is just uninformed. If you spend 5 seconds researching the conflict and you realize that Russia's recruiting between 30,000 and 36,000 troops every month and the Ukrainians are losing 700 a day, it ain't going to work out. The average age of Ukrainian frontline soldiers is like 48 years old. But to little Zelensky, it doesn't matter.
Well, and we talked about this before, Rex. When we were showing the famous clip, I won't show it again, but we were showing the famous clip of Zelensky in the Oval Office with Vance and Trump and how they were arguing with each other.
You have big ocean and you'll not feel, but you'll feel later, yeah. I promise. Yeah, yeah. So sick. I mean,
I was telling you, it wasn't even Trump talking to Zelensky though. It's Trump talking to the deep state, which is just personified by Zelensky in these moments. Like, I don't think Zelensky's really jerking us around, man. I think he's between a rock and a hard place in that he knows that the deep state is his boss.
Right.
And when the deep state and Trump are at conflict, that puts him at Trump with the, at conflict with the president. And so, I mean, obviously he's got no conscience because he's not doing the right thing despite the CIA or despite the president. He's, obviously willing to be their bagman and carry out whatever their aims are. But at the same time, I think of everything that Zelensky does is one of our sins.
Right. I mean, like, look, America, just like a guy that keeps getting married and put in bad relationships, we sure do know how to pick them. Right. We sure do know how to pick our friends because we're backing Ukraine to the hilt. We're backing NATO to the hilt. Europe has nothing. Ukraine has nothing. The only rare earth minerals in that whole area are in the Donbass. They're in the area that's being fought over.
Yeah, but they have that agriculture though, man. That agriculture export is very valuable.
I hear you, but what about the Arctic? You know, Russia's got the only nuclear powered icebreaker fleet and they've got extraction techniques for oil and natural gas that we don't have where they can extract it at sub-zero temperatures. Putin has offered this technology to the U.S. multiple times. We refuse to do business with him. Why? I don't get it.
Well, it's because we want artificial demand for oil in the Middle East. It's the same reason we don't use our own oil.
Nord Stream.
Because,
yeah.
Yes, we want the artificial demand for the oil in the Middle East because it creates demand for U.S. dollars since oil has to be traded in U.S. dollars. So the more Middle Eastern oil that moves relative to other sources of oil, the more artificial demand for our currency gets, spread out into the world. It perpetuates the dollar as a global reserve.
The Ukrainians, they blow up Nord Stream 2 in kind of like a Navy SEAL-esque operation. Oh, we don't know how they learned how to do that. And then now Germany buys that same oil from the United States at 3 times the price. That is the equation. You're absolutely correct.
They love it. It's so good for keeping the dollar as a global reserve currency in the face of what China's trying to do with the Belt and Road Initiative, what Russia's trying to do with BRICS. 100%, this is all because, in my opinion, our currency is a total lie. And I don't know how to solve these problems. I mean, I was ranting about this earlier in the show, Rex. I don't know how to solve these problems without complete disruption. I was talking about how even if you put Archangel Gabriel ahead of the CIA, it's still the fucking CIA. Excuse me, my language there. You know what I mean? Like, we have to totally dismantle the CIAs, the NSAs, the FBIs, the IRS, the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, and rebuild them from the ground up because it doesn't matter if you put a perfect champion as the head of these institutions. They're still inherently corrupt institutions. You can't fix the Third Reich by replacing Hitler with Mother Teresa.
Right, right. And you're dealing with a situation where we have this fourth branch of government, this bureaucracy, and really this fifth branch of government, the CIA, and really a sixth branch of government, the Federal Reserve, people that are in charge of the currency. We don't have the original system that the founders designed. So we're in a situation now that's unprecedented, and, you know, even our great forefathers that had a lot of solutions to these types of issues, they could have never anticipated this. They couldn't anticipate the technology. They couldn't anticipate the global situation or the change in law.
Well, Rex, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because I perceive you as the Elon Musk of supplements or the Albert Einstein of supplements, and I'm not trying to just do a hard pivot here.
It's very kind.
But I want to make sure that we get into it. I want to talk specifically at first about the Shilajit gummy. So I remember when we were going to launch the Shilajit on the AlexJonesStore.com. It was when I still worked out of the command center in Austin. And we, you know, ordered 10,000 units of the Shilajit. And we were excited to be launching this new product. It was before the Methylene Blue came out. And we really needed a new product. And right before we were going to launch, literally the day before we were going to launch, Alex goes, "Hey, Mike Adams says that the Shilajit's no good and I'm not going to launch it if it's not safe." And so, like, in a panic, we send samples to Mike Adams. I personally call him and ask him for a favor. I say, "Listen, I know you don't like Shilajit. Can you please test ours to make sure that it's safe?" And he does this because what happens with the Shilajit, as I understand it, it's like this weird oily substance that oozes out of the Himalayan mountains, the rocks. And a lot of times competitors, when they sell Shilajit, it's loaded up with heavy metals like mercury and aluminum. Mike Adams tests this stuff. He says, look, I'm never going to formally endorse Shilajit, but this is the safest Shilajit I've ever seen. None of these numbers are alarming to me whatsoever. And I've been taking it ever since it passed the Mike Adams test. I've been taking it every day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my vitality. And that, like, if I walk past weights that I have laying around my house, I just feel like lifting them up where I didn't before. It's been like a real game changer for me. What do you think about the Shilajit? Is it something that you take? How does it work? Can you explain to me as a supplement retard what's going on with Shilajit?
Absolutely. So I do take it, number one. That's one of actually the few daily drivers I'm able to stick to month after month after month. Number one, because the gummies are delicious. And number two, because they make me feel so good. So we'll talk about Shilajit. We'll talk about what it does and how important it is. But let's get into the meta level argument here. And let's talk about why we take these supplements and what these supplements actually do. So throughout the 20th century, there were all sorts of weird theories. You had people megadosing vitamin C and vitamin E, people that are kind of figuring out about inflammation, but they didn't actually understand the process of why reducing it improved your health. Look, at the core of all these products that we sell is mitochondrial health and symptoms of aging, symptoms of stress, symptoms of, you know, just bodily wear and tear, you name it. It's mostly caused by senescent cell buildup. So your cells have something called the Hayflick limit, which is where they divide up to 48 times. And then immediately, once they stop dividing, once they hit 48, it doesn't mean you turn into a Cronenberg. It doesn't mean you turn into like a giant tumor person. You build up these senescent cells where essentially the lights are on in the house, but no one's home. So you have these cells that are kind of benign, but not really. And all they do anymore is generate oxidative stress and cytokine storms, you name it. It's kind of just a byproduct of getting old and aging. But the older you get, and specifically the more lifestyle stress, more toxins you're forced to imbibe over the course of your life. And we're all bombarded with toxins, you name it, modern environments like smoking 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes a day. That's why everyone dies so early. The mitochondria becomes dysfunctional. It's unable to fuse, which is what happens if it's injured. It fuses to a healthy mitochondria and they have healthier DNA. And then if it's a healthy mitochondria, because of the oxidative stress, it's unable to properly replicate and split in two. Right. So at the core of all the InfoWars Life products and really the Alex Jones Store products now that we have to offer, it's always been about addressing that mitochondrial health. Like methylene blue, for example, the reason why it's so radically powerful is that it acts as an alternate electron transport chain for the mitochondria, and it speeds it through stage one of the Krebs cycle into stage three. With Shilajit, you get a lot of the same things, but specifically geared towards increasing ATP output, adenosine triphosphate, which we all know that's what the mitochondria makes. So you take something like Shilajit, which does that, increases the ATP. It also has over 80 trace minerals in their ionic form, the most bioavailable, absorbable form. So you take it, you get this bombardment of healthy minerals, get this bombardment of healthy ATP and mitochondrial stabilization. Now, it's interesting you talk about wanting to lift weights more and wanting to be more physically active. The really incredible thing about Shilajit, which we'll talk about with another product here in a little while, which is the power plant, which I invented, which is really incredible. Shilajit has been shown in daily usage to radically increase free testosterone. So it's great for your hormones.
That must be what it is. I'm going to be 35 years old this month, and I've never had my blood drawn to test for testosterone. I probably should, but I've just noticed a difference since I started taking the Shilajit. And look, a lot of people take the capsules. The capsules are incredible. I like to take the gummies because I'm not somebody that looks at my macros and calorie counts and anything. Look, it's like, what, 1 gram of sugar?
There's like 5 calories. Like, yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's like 5 calories. It's no big deal. And I just like them because they're convenient. I have like a little dish on my desk where I just put all the gummies that we have, the CMOS gummies, even some of the ones that we don't sell anymore, like the Sambucas. I put the Shilajit gummies on there, the turmeric gummies on there, and I just kind of go at them all day. But I've noticed a marked difference, specifically with the Life Force capsules that we sell.
Right.
That NAD stuff is incredible, and I don't know much about it. But one of the things that I've noticed about myself, Rex, is I get these headaches maybe like once a week. I'm not somebody who's like suffering from chronic migraines, but if I have failed to sleep or not gotten enough sleep, I get really bad headaches. If I take too much caffeine, probably because of the oxidative stress or the cortisol,
right,
I get headaches. And it feels like my brain is like a centimeter too big for my skull. It's like that type of a headache. It's not a sinus thing where it's my face. It's like, I just feel like my brain is inflamed and I need to reduce inflammation in order to feel better. And I always take the Life Force, and within like an hour, my headache subsides. Can you explain, maybe, does that make any sense why I'm experiencing this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Life Force contains the NAC, which, of course, increases cellular levels of glutathione, the master antioxidant in your body. The NAC found in Ultimate Life Force, that is ultimately the main precursor to glutathione. And a lot of people are deficient in that. You know, NAC is used pharmaceutically as a drug in liver detox. It's also used in people that have COPD and asthma, you name it. It's really incredible for the lungs specifically, but there's a lot of evidence that it shows that it can help the brain as well. You know, the interesting thing about Ultimate Life Force is it's got the serrapeptase and the natokinase in there, and those have been shown to break down scar tissue and to increase blood flow. So I'm not going to make a health claim there, but maybe that has something to do with it.
That's got to be it. Speaking of the methylene blue, I want to show this clip. One of my coworkers the other day were actually going to get a kick out of this, and I think there might be one or two bad words in it, but it's only 30 seconds, so be prepared, Greg, to dump it. But we gave Dylan here at Bigley methylene blue capsule for the first time, and I'm always like offended when people have been working here for a long time and they haven't tried the supplements. I'm like, dude, because he was complaining to me that he couldn't focus. I'm like, you gotta take the methylene blue. And here's what he said.
Dylan just took his first methylene blue.
My shirt's blue.
Turned his shirt blue.
I can feel it.
You can feel it.
I can feel it for sure.
You like it?
I'm good.
You like it?
I got you the high
five.
I'm nervous.
What's up? What does it feel like?
I'm standing up for the day.
What does it feel like?
It feels like I'm opened up a little bit.
Yeah.
Not just like energy in my body, like my head feels open.
Awesome, man. Well, congratulations on your first methylene blue experience.
All right.
And by the way, Dylan is responsible for the AlexJonesStore.com even existing. He built that whole thing from the ground up. But Rex, can you explain why he feels like his head opened up with the methylene blue?
Sure. Well, there's a few mechanisms of action that we can go into. Specifically, you know, the interesting thing with methylene blue, it's not a traditional stimulant, but it does radically increase glucose uptake to the brain. So a lot of the times, you know, we're eating these high-carb meals, we're eating sugar, eating things at the gas station, you name it, and you got a lot of excess glucose floating around. The brain uses about 20 to 25% of all calories in the body, and methylene blue really radically increases that uptake. So that's number one. Number two, I talk about it not being a traditional supplement. The interesting thing about methylene blue part two is that it fixes that Krebs cycle. It takes you from stage one, where you make that superoxide, into stage four, where you're in oxidative phosphorylation, where you're actually cleaning up, and it increases the amount of ATP the cell generates. So you're getting more power, but then at the same time, you're getting more cleanup. A lot of the times, these dysfunctions, it's just caused by excess inflammation, you know, problems in the diet. Methylene blue seems to touch on so many of these individual cofactors all at once. Like, it really is incredible. You know, you can give this to someone and they've never tried it before. It's like trying the Holy Grail or something. It's crazy.
It's way more powerful than, like, I remember the first cup of coffee that I ever had at a Denny's. My friends and I were trying to be cool. We were like 15, 16 years old, and there was a Denny's that you could smoke inside. So we'd go smoke Marlboro 27s and drink coffee. And I remember the first time I drank a cup of black coffee, just feel almost euphoric. And
right.
I hadn't had a similar experience to that until I took methylene blue for the first time.
Right.
And I take one before I do every show. I mean, I like the capsules because it doesn't turn my mouth blue, you know, so since I'm on air, I don't want to just put, you know, a bunch of blue in my mouth. But these capsules, man, have been just as powerful as the liquid version of it.
No, absolutely. I mean, look, whether you're taking the capsule or you're taking the liquid, I like the capsule as well because it doesn't make a mess. You don't get like blue teeth or a blue tongue. But at the end of the day, you're really trying to feel the radical benefits of the methylene blue. Try that sublingual absorption. Leave the methylene blue under your tongue for like 10 minutes. If you have the liquid, I promise you there's nothing like it.
It's incredible, man. Well, thank you so much for filling me in on that. And I want to talk more on the other side too about the power plant and the methyl drive and how they work together. As well.
Absolutely.
As just some news and stuff. Like I said, it's InfoWars. Well, it's not supposed to be infomercial, but talk about this stuff.
Let's make the point really quick. Other people, they do the show so they can sell you the product. We do the product so that we can do the show at the end of the day. And right. That's what it's always been about. I mean, growing up here, when I was like wee big, when I was a little boy, and we first got into selling supplements, we were selling t-shirts, we were selling CDs, we were selling books, you name it. The supplements it was what allowed us to get to a point as to where we could have reporters, have the big studio, go nationwide, go nearly all day broadcasting. And then people, you know, they go, Alex plugs too much, or Chase plugs too much, or Rex plugs too much. Look, they're great, phenomenal products. We're giving you a $30 thing that you really need at discount. And you go into a Whole Foods, go into an HEB, go into a high-end grocery store, you'll see the versions of the same things priced two or three times higher. So at the end of the day, we're giving you the best product at the best price. So, like, for
Absolutely.
Me, I've never seen it as an ignoble thing. I've seen it as a noble thing. I've seen it as a way that we can actually help people. And the science has caught up. You know, people made fun of Joe Rogan and Dr. Rhonda Patrick for all these years and go, oh, they're just hippies. They're health nuts. They do the infrared. They do the sauna. They do the cold plunge. Comes out a decade later after all the studies are done and people are more open to this. This is actually how you get healthy. So people criticize us and they say, ah, oh, blah, 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 supplement, supplement, supplement. You should be taking these anyway. Why not get them from us if you enjoy the show?
Absolutely. And one of my favorite things about having worked at InfoWars, one of the things I have the most grateful for, obviously meeting Alex and meeting you, Rex, and the crew and fighting for freedom and humanity. But I don't believe that I ever would have come across supplements had I not worked for InfoWars.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things is we have to plug to stay on the air. We have to sell stuff in order to stay on the air. So for the last, you know, minute and a half or 2 minutes of every segment, I try to do a plug, a call to action to get people to purchase something on the store. And I started taking the products because I thought, all right, well, I'm not going to be able to plug these things unless I know what the effects are, the benefits are. And I'm going to decide which ones I like the best so I can plug the ones that I actually believe in.
Right.
And so I started taking, you know, the MK Ultra, which is magnesium, vitamin K, atomic defense. I started taking the methylene blue, the life force, the power plant, the methyl drive, you name it, even the stuff that we used to sell at the old store, like the brain force, all that stuff. And I noticed a difference. I don't think I ever would have started taking supplements had I not started working at InfoWars. And it's like one of the top five reasons I'm really grateful that InfoWars came into my life, that God put me there for the time that I was there directly in the command center, because now I'm benefiting every day from the benefits of all these incredible products.
No, absolutely. And we're going to develop even more cool stuff. I mean, I look at our range right now and I look at what we're missing. We're missing a real high quality nootropic. Of course, we have the MK Ultra, but we need a more direct stimulant. I want to talk to you specifically about a formula I've been developing off air. I hope we can bring it to market. I mean, look, there's so much incredible stuff that we've already made and that we can make more of too. So I look at a product like a Brain Force, which really was an incredible nootropic. I look at a product like X2, X3, incredible levels of iodine, incredibly high quality, deep earth, nascent crystal. No one else had that. I look at all these phenomenal things that we had, and, you know, I'm just grateful that we're here because we have the opportunity to give people these great products that will really improve their lives. You know, like, I've been spoiled because I can get a lot of them for free or at low price, but I want to pass the discounts on to you, the savings on to you. Let's do it, Chase.
Absolutely.
Let's get it done.
Thank you so much, and stay with us for the remainder of the broadcast. Rex is going to be joining us on the other side until the top of the hour. In the meantime, make sure you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Try any of the incredible supplements. I always like the stuff that we have under Alex's picks. We strategically put things there on purpose because of their incredible benefits and because of their popularity as well. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason that we will always be on the air while fighting for your health at the same time.
You're not going to talk to me and talk over me because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
I've been on air for 31 years, but 28 years ago, I launched InfoWars, and it's changed the world thanks to all of your support of the operation. People like Hakeem Jeffries want us to shut up.
Can you, like, shut up?
That's what all their lawfare, all their lawsuits, all their attacks have been about, and they're passing anti-free speech laws in Canada, the UK, Europe. They're arresting people for even criticizing the government, and they're trying to bring that here. And that's why it's so important to try to keep InfoWars on the air. But regardless, these will be taken off very, very soon. We're going to continue on in the fight. But going forward, we'll no longer be called InfoWars. That's why it's so important now, which could be your last chance, to get all of the great shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, that have InfoWars on it. The classic designs and some of the new designs. That's why we're launching the InfoWars Veteran Edition, or Veterans of the InfoWar. All of you that supported the InfoWar, you are the InfoWar. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You're the reason we're having this massive success here in the United States and around the world. You're the reason the globalists are desperate and admit their entire system is collapsing down around them. We're winning major battles, but we've not yet won the main war. And I have been proud to fight with you over these decades. I am so blessed and satisfied by the incredible effect we've all had together. So to celebrate 28 years of the InfoWar, 1997 to 2025, which could be the end of this incarnation of it, and I hope we go on. And regardless, the InfoWar never dies. It belongs to the people. It's the term for information warfare. They use lies. We use truth. But the URL and this building and all of that goes away, and it's like rocket engines, boosters falling off as the main craft goes into escape velocity and orbit. As John Paul Jones famously said, the founder of the U.S. Navy, I have not yet begun to fight.
But it is important to get original InfoWars gear while you still can. All the classic designs and the new Veterans of the InfoWar designs that are limited edition and help keep this operation on the air and fund the new Alex Jones network that's being built. We've already seen some of the studios, the great work the crew's been doing, but it's much more expansive than what you've seen, and that'll be revealed very, very soon, and that's thanks to all of your support. So when you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, you will have access to the widest selection, over 500 designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. And all of the t-shirts are $19.97 in honor of the year that I launched InfoWars.com itself. So again, thank you all for your support, and there's more.
But wait, there's more!
With promo code Hakeem at checkout, because he wants us all to shut up, and we're not going to shut up, get an additional 10% off right now. That's promo code Hakeem. Use it now.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't just keep your mouth shut?
Hakeem Jeffries hopes you shut up. Hakeem Jeffries hopes you don't help keep us on the air, because then he can continue his tyrannical activity. That's why it's a revolutionary act when you support this operation and wear the Patriot apparel, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, celebrating 28 years of the InfoWar. Thanks for keeping us on the air. And Hakeem, we've just begun to fight. We're not going to shut up.
Bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault.
For tomorrow, we ride tonight. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser, for the next 24 minutes and 18 seconds, and I'm joined by the esteemed Rex Jones, who is the resident expert in all things supplements. Rex actually formulated two of our products on the AlexJonesStore.com so far, and I think there's going to be more to come. He formulated Power Plant and Methyl Drive. And as someone who admittedly knows very little about supplements, I'm learning a lot now. And I probably know more than the average person, but right, certainly not the average supplement consumer, I would say. And maybe that's not true. Maybe I know more than I'm giving myself credit. Certainly when I started, I knew nothing. But I took the Power Plant and the Methyl Drive together. Oh man, this might have been like 4 months ago, right when we launched it. And I immediately started calling it the Power Drive, because I'm driving home, listening to music like I normally am. I'm feeling groggy. And then all of a sudden I have this like, this moment of clarity, Rex. And I swear to God, I'm not making this up, where like I go from like kind of groggy, tired, stressed, you know, maybe a little bit of a headache coming on, probably going to take a ibuprofen when I get home, to like, and I like, I remember my head coming up from a 45 degree angle to like straight up, and my eyes opening, not, you know, not wide, like, you know, I'm pumping full of Adderall or anything, but just like open it, and like everything was clearer, my energy. And I immediately sent Alex a voice memo, like, we have to call this the Power Drive, because I just took them both together, and the combined effects of these two supplements, which I have no intellectual understanding of, definitely did something to me that I wasn't expecting. I know it's not a placebo, because I don't know, I don't have any notion in my mind of what it's supposed to do. I just like snapped out of a fog into total clarity. Can you tell me a little bit about these products?
Absolutely. So I want to lead off with Power Plant. Of course, they're incredible together. That's why we released them at the same time. That's why we have the Power Drive bundle, right? It's because they go together like peanut butter and jam ultimately. But Power Plant is such an incredible formula. You know, we used to have Super Male Vitality, and Super Male Vitality was an incredible formula. It had great herbs in it, great doses of the herbs, but essentially most of the things you'd find in Super Male Vitality, they were weak LH mimetics. So luteinizing hormone is the thing that your HPA, your pituitary thyroid axis sends down your nuts to create testosterone, right? Now, the problem with those herbs is over time, they can kind of build a negative feedback loop as to where your brain's like, wow, I'm getting a lot more luteinizing hormone going to my balls. Maybe I don't need to make as much anymore, right? So that's kind of the problem with traditional testosterone supplement products. They work and they're great for like 2 to 4 weeks, but it's not necessarily something you can take year round. So something that I pioneered really about 3-4 years ago, I put it in a few different products, but specifically into the power plant, into the methyl drive, is a total mineral complex that boosts free testosterone and also boosts luteinizing hormone, but in a more organic way that isn't necessarily cranking the switch on those things. It's just allowing more fuel for the fire. So you look at power plant, we've got boron citrate in there, which is a radically powerful supplement ingredient. It's a trace mineral. It's found in things like dark chocolate, found in things that we don't really eat often or eat enough of. It radically increases free testosterone. You also got selenium and zinc, which kind of do the same thing in concert with the boron. You take all three of those things together, it's like, wow, this is incredible. But then you combine it with the mitochondrial health aspect of the methyl drive, the CoQ10, which kind of, you know, methylene blue, I talked about it earlier last segment, it acts as an alternate electron donor for the electron transport chain. CoQ10 found naturally in really most organisms, you know, it's interesting, rats and mice, they have like a CoQ8, CoQ9, and then we have a CoQ10, other bigger animals have a CoQ10. The bigger the animal gets, the more complex that enzyme becomes. I created methyl drive to have that in it, which acts as that alternate electron transport chain, but I also added the PQQ in there, which is key for mitochondrial biogenesis. So the way the mitochondria fixes itself or replicates itself if it's healthy, basically what happens is if you have a damaged mitochondria, these things have their own DNA, it will actually fuse with a healthy mitochondria and the outcoming result is a healthy mitochondria again because the DNA fusion fixes a lot of the problems. But if you also have a healthy mitochondria that just needs to replicate because you need more mitochondria, it will actually just split in half and you have two healthy mitochondria instead of one. PQQ is one of the only ingredients that does both of those things. It enhances mitochondrial fusion and mitochondrial replication. Now, interesting thing about power plant, methyl drive has got all those mitochondrial health ingredients in there. Power plant has cordyceps in it. Now, initially, when I put cordyceps extract in there, the highest quality we could find, I went, okay, I'm doing this for exercise because cordyceps increases ATP, adenosine triphosphate, but it also increases the amount of mitochondrial biogenesis as well. And this is something that I didn't understand until researching it further. And I was like, wow, I really put together something cool here. So you get from all angles. So
you
like
accidentally stumbled across the gold mine?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, cordyceps is an incredible ingredient. Like MMA fighters, distance runners, distance swimmers, they all take it because it actually increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So your red blood cell is able to carry more oxygen and carry it more efficiently. Interestingly enough, that's also something that methylene blue does. So we really created these products, these two in specific. They're wonderful if taken by themselves. Of course, take the Power Drive bundle, but you take it in concert with the methylene blue. It is really incredible, like nothing else you've ever tried. And everyone at the office, they've all said the same thing. I mean, Chase says it. My dad says it. Everyone here has said it. You take these in concert. It's really a trifecta. Take the methylene blue with the power plant, which increases your free testosterone, your overall testosterone, increases that oxygen carrying capacity, and you combine it with the methyl drive, which actually increases that mitochondrial health. It's so incredible. And a lot of the time people go, okay, sure, you're talking about free testosterone. What does that mean? So if you go to a doctor and you get a blood test for your testosterone, let's say your number is like relatively high. Let's say you get like 750. You're like, wow, I should feel great, but I still feel terrible. I'm still having low libido, low energy, you name it. That big number of your testosterone, that 600, 700, 800, you name it, if you're healthy, that big number isn't entirely the whole story. You've got something in your blood called sex hormone binding globulin. And what that sex hormone binding globulin does is it binds to all steroidal compounds in your body and it renders them essentially inert, right? So what boron does is it actually severs the two. So you get more free testosterone, and then from the zinc, from the selenium, from the cordyceps, you get more overall testosterone. So it's a 1-2 punch. Now, there's an ingredient we haven't talked about yet called Rhodiola rosea, and that's what's really incredible. That's why you probably felt so good when you were driving down the road. It modulates dopamine and serotonin. It's an adaptogen. It regulates cortisol, but it doesn't lower it directly. So a lot of the time, if you're being more active, whether that's in work, in life, or working out especially, you'll have great results for a little while, but then you'll kind of feel flat and down. You'll be like, huh, why do I still have some fat here when I really shouldn't? I've been working really hard. Oftentimes, that raised cortisol level is really what's impacting performance, even if you're doing everything right. Rhodiola rosea specifically modulates that pathway in the HPA, and it makes it so you're able to actually function properly and get the results out of what you're trying to do. So
it can regulate some of the stress, the kind of almost anxiety effects of black coffee.
Absolutely. And this is the key. Ashwagandha is great. We have it in some of the Shilajit gummies at a low amount, but ultimately it does modulate the GABA pathway at a certain level. And you might want to research how you do that. Redolia rosea, it doesn't exactly do that in the same way. So you're able to experience these anxiolytic benefits, these anti-anxiety benefits without directly targeting that pathway because it modulates dopamine and serotonin in the way that it does.
Well, let me ask you this, Rex. I mean, obviously these supplements are good for any adult. Some of them are probably good for kids too, but I'm not going to go into that. That being said, let's say that I'm a man between the age of 40 and 60, right? Kind of like your dad's age. He's 52, 51 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 52, I think, in February 11th. And let's say that I go from taking no supplements to integrating them into my daily routine. A little bit of methylene blue, power plant, methyl drive, the Shilajit gummies or the capsules, maybe even the sea moss gummies that are rich in the Irish sea moss iodine, the turmeric, atomic defense, the MK Ultra, which is magnesium and vitamin K. Let's say that I just decide that as part of my New Year's resolution, I'm going to get ahead of the curve. I'm going to get this stuff now. I'm going to start getting into my routine so that by New Year's Day, I feel like I've got momentum. What difference should I expect in the way that I feel and in the way that I operate in 90 to 180 days, the next 3 to 6 months?
Right. So we talked about it at the beginning of the broadcast, and I gave the meta level as to why supplements work, and it's really the mitochondria and oxidative stress-mediated theory of aging, right? You build up the senescent cells. They're not cancerous. They're not malignant, but they're not doing their job, and they're creating those free radicals. The older you get, these supplements should become more and more effective, especially the ones targeted towards mitochondrial health, because you have more broken mitochondrial energy chains. You have more of the senescent cells. So if someone was specifically to start taking the methyl drive and the power plant, I would expect in only a couple of weeks, they would significantly start to feel better. And then about a month or two, if they got their blood work done, their testosterone would be higher, their cortisol might be a little lower, and all these things, these gradual effects, they snowball on and on into each other. I think if you're looking at like 2-3 months out of starting these things, it would be a radical difference, and more so, it would allow you to do the things that you've been putting off. It would allow you to do things that might cause you a little bit of stress and discomfort. Because that barrier, that stress barrier would be a little bit lower, you'd have the initial inertia. Like the hardest thing, an object in motion stays in motion, right? That's Newton's law.
An object at rest stays at rest.
Right. The issue that we have is oftentimes it's hard to get that snowball going. And really with all these products that we offer, we're offering a start to that snowball by increasing that little or decreasing that barrier to getting started.
That's 100%. Well, and one of the things too is we just launched the ultimate creatine, and creatine is not something that I ever really took myself because I always associated creatine with guys that were trying to bulk in the gym, and I'm just not that guy. For health reasons, I'm prone to injury. We've talked about this before. I just can't do a lot of bulking. I should still be going to the gym and working on tone and fitness and, you know, flexibility and all that stuff, but I just don't do it. But I started taking the creatine because, like I said earlier, I try all of the products that we sell, so I know what I like, and I started noticing all these nootropic benefits, and maybe it's combined with the benefits of the other things that I've taken, but I've noticed that I have more energy and more focus since I've been using creatine. Even though I'm not using it to build muscle, I love taking the creatine every single day to try to help me focus. Why is it that creatine's operating like that for me? Is it just in my head?
No, it's definitely not in your head. I mean, creatine is the most studied, the safest, the strongest, really like exercise or bodybuilding type of supplement that you could take purely for the physical benefits alone. It offers a 5 to 15% increase in strength from day one. And really, what's radical about that, in the cellular energy process, you've got anaerobic, you've got aerobic, you've got all these things. But when you're lifting, especially like lower reps and you're trying to do progressive overload, creatine allows more initial fuel for the process. The first 3 to 5 seconds of doing intensive, like high intensity training or lifting, you name it, cardio, you use that creatine, you burn it up. So if you have more cellular creatine, you're actually able to lift like 1 or 2 extra reps, and then you snowball that, like we're talking about before, snowballing the effects of all these things, you're getting 1 to 2 to 3 extra reps every time you get in the gym. That transformation process, that process of getting stronger, that stress on your body that's good for you, right? That's getting increased by a percentage over time. So that's why it's incredible for the physical. Now, those same energy benefits that we talk about, they're also present in the brain. So when you're thinking a lot, when you've got sleep deprivation, you name it, that creatine is extra fuel for the fire. It's extra brain fuel, so you don't have to go into more harmful stages of cell metabolism, right? So that's why you feel so incredible on it.
That makes sense, man. I'm so glad that you're here to explain all this. And, you know, the other element of selling these supplements, it's not just what the supplements do, what the incredible price is for the incredible quality. But obviously it's about keeping InfoWars and Alex Jones on the air, no matter right. what happens to InfoWars. And the best way to do that, of course, is by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting these supplements. Because no matter what happens to InfoWars, the Alex Jones store is going to propel whatever the next thing is.
And
I know that it feels, yeah. go ahead.
And then
I was going to say, I know it yeah. feels like a boy who cries wolf, you know, that we've always been talking about how the end is coming, but eventually the guy doesn't look so crazy with a sign that says the end is nigh when the end finally comes. Go
right.
ahead.
Right. And I mean, we've been fighting it for so long. I mean, this building, we've been saying, you know, 2 weeks for 2 years, because that's just how it's been, but we've had good lawyers, good legal representation, you name it. We've been able to fight and stay in the fight for so long because of these listeners. I mean, they've spent like $130 million suing Alex. And then we spent, you know, like 18 defending ourselves, and that's only possible because of the listeners. And at the end of the day, you go watch any other show, you go watch a podcast on YouTube, Spotify, you name it, you'll have someone and they'll read their code for the greens powder and they don't even know anything about the product or know why they sell it. They just sell it to get that like 7 to 15%. We're asking for 100% yeah. from you, the listener, so that we can stay on the air. It's a completely different model than everyone else. And I believe it's a more honest model, more frank model, saying, hey, if you don't buy the products, we're not going to be on air. And look, if you don't enjoy the show, that's fine, but we know you do. So please go out and support us. Get something that will improve your health, your life, your family's future by shopping with us at the Alex Jones store. Because look, you research these things, you go on PubMed, you go on Google, you go on Reddit, go even on ChatGPT. Just ask it about the formula. It'll tell you how incredible it is, and you can read the studies for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. This is top-notch stuff at a top-rate quality at a low price that you won't find anywhere else. And if you find it somewhere else, you're probably supporting a globalist. Right? You go to Whole Foods, you're supporting Jeff Bezos. So don't get your supplements at Whole Foods. Get them from us.
That teased me right up because I wanted to show you this hilarious clip that I saw the other day. I'd never seen it before and was surprised that I'd never seen it before. Because this is exactly what we are fighting against that makes us unique from all of our competitors. Let's watch.
Thank you all for meeting with me. You're all doing some wonderful work destroying the world. But I think it's probably time for us to reevaluate. Yeah, sorry for the interruption, but I think we're in the wrong meeting. We're not here to destroy the world. We're here to save it. You see, we are some of the leading leaders of liberal causes, and I'm with the Human Rights Campaign, who focus on LGBTQ plus and trans rights. You see, I have an equal sign to let you know that I'm a good person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, excuse me, women's reproductive rights. Climate.
Free Palestine. Open borders. I misspoke before. You guys are not destroying the world. Yeah, you are saving the world.
Hey, whoa, what's up with those scare quotes?
Pretty sure I didn't use scare quotes when I said saving the world. The important thing to keep in mind is that there's a big election coming up, and we're all on the same page, okay? So if we want Biden to win, he needs to win in order for us to save the world. If we want Biden to win, you folks, how can I say this? You might need to tone it down just...
What?
Oh, that's a good question. You're women's reproductive rights, right? Okay. Excellent branding, by the way. I see it's much easier on the ears than baby murder. So kudos to you on that one. But opposing any restrictions all the way through to the ninth month, I mean, you see how you're kind of tipping your hand, right? Makes people think, wait, maybe they actually want to kill babies. And we do, obviously.
No, we don't.
Oh.
No, we don't. We don't.
Right. We don't. But you see how it can kind of look that way. So that's all I'm saying. You know, let's tone it down. And you, immigration, clearly we don't want a completely open border that undermines any sense of national sovereignty, driving down wages for the working class and overtaxing welfare state. So let's go a bit easy there too. I mean, why not something like this? Why not something like, diversity is our...
Are you trying to say diversity is ours? Strength?
Yes. How do you say that without laughing? Oh my gosh. I can't even get through it. This is sad to moi. Ah, my sides. My goodness. Okay, what about you? Pro-Palestine. You are, I'm going to say this. You're kind of coming across like you just want to wipe Israel off the map and kill all the Jews.
We do want to wipe Israel off the map and kill all the Jews.
Yes. And that's awesome.
I don't agree with that characterization.
But you need to pretend that you don't want to wipe Israel off the map and kill all the Jews.
Why?
Excuse me?
I mean, we're pretty clear in our position, and most young people and everyone on college campuses and half the Democratic Party, of course, still support us.
Yeah, it's cool now.
You may have a point there. You might be the only person in there that can be as evil as you want and get away with it.
Look, it's very funny. I get the point that's being made. I don't agree with the Free Palestine characterization. But see, I get to say that. I keep my integrity. And this is the thing. We're not a controlled broadcast. So ultimately, I can say what I want to say. You can say what you want to say. We may disagree.
100%.
But the point is clear. Look, we've seen an explosion in just kind of dysgenic, dysfunctional thinking and feelings over the past couple of years. And that's a clip from the Biden administration thing. A lot of the same things are still going on today. I mean, the Democratic Party is in complete disarray because of such rhetoric.
100%. Point I was simply trying to make is that InfoWars is literally fighting on the side of good against the side of fundamental evil. And that's why I don't get hung up on, and I'm not trying to reduce this, but there's been obviously a huge debate over who's actually responsible for the death of Charlie Kirk over the last several weeks, right? Some people are saying Israel was involved. Others are saying the deep state was involved. Some people are saying that it was Tyler Robinson and it was part of the Antifa transit agenda. I don't know what to believe, but I do know that whatever was responsible for Charlie Kirk's assassination was the same fundamental evil that InfoWars fights against. So I don't have to identify the specific orc responsible for the, you know, hijacking and assassination of Boromir in order to understand that it was Mordor all along that was ultimately responsible. You know, I don't have to decide whether it was Saruman or Sauron responsible for what happened at Helm's Deep in Lord of the Rings to understand that it was just fundamental evil at play here. And InfoWars, among a growing number of broadcast transmissions, influencers, whatever word you want to use, is one of the few entities that in a meaningful way with critical mass is reaching millions of people to actually change hearts and minds and enlighten them to this war between good and evil that's taking place. Obviously, Christianity has enlightened people to this over the course of the last 2,000 years in a very meaningful way. We're trying to be the pen that is mightier than the sword in this fight on this information plane so that we can prevent evil from being victorious in World War III or World War IV or ultimately in this just grand narrative between God and Satan.
Right. Well, I mean, look at this. I'm sitting right here in the birthplace of alternative media. I mean, it all started, you know, probably like a couple hundred yards away from where I'm sitting right now in Alex's old radio studio, his old office. And this place grew to be such a titan. It showed other people that it was possible. And, you know, we cry out for help to the Justice Department, just kind of like Mike Lindell, like, hey, you know, like we've been warriors for you. We fought for you. We've done everything possible. We've lived our lives so that, you know, we would be given a chance by having you in office. We just want a little help. So at the end of the day, things are good here and the spirit of victory is still with InfoWars and with the Alex Jones Network and whatever comes next. But, you know, I wish we'd get a little more credit and a little more help for everything we've done. I mean, the crew here is so incredible, Chase. And, you know, people say, you know, Chase came in like 2-3 years ago. What has Chase done? Chase brought the spirit of vitality back to this place. Chase brought, you know, that old spirit of happiness and energy that we were really starting to lose because we've been punished with the deplatforming, the lawfare and lawsuits. Like, Chase, you've been such an incredible addition to the team. You know, growing up here, I was kind of like a little mascot running around. I've seen it all happen, you know, rise and fall, you name it. You are such an incredible guy, dude, and you're a great host. It's always an honor to be on with you, and I hope I can be on with you more.
Well, I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me. And, you know, since I'm moving up to Arkansas to fight the info war out of the Bigley Command Center and providing air support rather than trench support directly.
Right.
You know, I come in to work every day and walk in. Yeah. I walk in on the ground level. And I go, so that's through the warehouse, right? Which is this, you know, giant warehouse with shelves full of all of our products. And I see, you know, 50 guys and men and women running around printing shirts, folding shirts, boxing shirts, grabbing supplements and boxing them up and shipping them out and taping the boxes. And we can't even put in, you know, Alex Jones or InfoWars name on the boxes because we don't want them to be stolen or vandalized on the front porch of our listeners. Like we make it as discreet as possible that you're getting this secret package from the InfoWars command center because you've fought in the InfoWar. But I think all these people have kids, they've got wives, they've got families. There are a lot of lives at stake. Just like all of our listeners, they work somewhere. And if that business doesn't do well, they could lose their job. If sales go down, they could lose their job. The economy struggling, inflation is through the roof, but really supporting us at the alexjonesstore.com isn't an expense, it's an investment in your own health, your own well-being, and it's really cool to be in a position where we can provide for so many families and the InfoWars crew and the Bigley crew while simultaneously giving people the resources they need to reach self-actualization in their mind and bodily health while fighting for their rights at the same time. I mean, this is completely unique that this is happening. Rex, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, we're at a unique point in history, you know, and it wouldn't have been possible to be here without the support of the listeners and the support of the audience. It really is so incredible. And like, that's what it all is. It's not a scam. It's not a fraud. It's not a faux thing. We're here. We're for real because we love doing this and we love doing it for you. And people criticize my dad. They say, you know, InfoWars, blah, 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 used to be better. Here's what I say. We used to be operating with a lot more freedom because we weren't fighting the globalists 24/7 on the front lines in court every single day. I grew up missing a lot of time with my dad because he was always in court dealing with this stuff. So you look at our operation, you look at what we're dealing with now with a reduced crew and kind of the sword of Damocles over our head. If you buy the products and you support us, you're supporting the next generation and really rising from the ashes like a phoenix. We're going to come back even stronger than ever.
Absolutely. Rex, why don't you take us home? We've got a minute and 44 seconds left on this transmission. Tell people why they should go to the alexjonesstore.com. Tell them about the 1997 deal we've got and what supplements they should start with.
Absolutely. Guys, I grew up in this studio. I spent more time in this studio than any home I've ever lived in. The office is my home and I love it very dearly. And we are now sadly in the final days really of the old incarnation of this operation. Now, you can help us, you can help support us and help get us to the next level by going to the Alex Jones store and buying some of these products we've just talked about on this broadcast. I've laid it out. You can repeat it. You can replay it. You can look up the studies for yourself. Every single thing that we sell is highly beneficial to yourself and your body and your family's future. So if you go to the alexjonesstore.com, you can get those products, but you don't also just have to get products. Something I was always proud of, I remember we used to have like 500 t-shirts. And when we lost the big warehouse and when everything happened, that was the thing that made me the most sad was, hey, a lot of these great original designs and clothing, a lot of it's gone. If you go to the Alex Jones store and you use the 1997 sale, you can get some of these great shirts, some of these new and old designs that we've brought back. You can use that discount to get them for 1997 because that's the year InfoWars was founded. That's
no
year my dad
needed,
started
by
this
the way.
Operation. No code needed. Isn't that incredible? Just go and buy the shirt if you want one. And trust me, I'm going to be ordering that extra strength autism because I got it. I got it bad, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to go buy me an extra strength autism shirt. I'm going to go buy me a power plant methyl drive power plant bundle. I'm going to go do it. You should go do it today. I love you. Thank you, Chase Geiser. And thank you to the listeners for keeping us on the air. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and do it today.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Rex. Honor and pleasure to be with you. All the shirts go up to $25 a shirt starting at midnight, so go now. Also,
do it. Last.
Hakeem Jeffries, the petty tyrant, wants you to shut up.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
He doesn't want you to have free speech. He doesn't want you to be able to exercise your views and stand up for yourself. That's because he, like other tyrants in the EU, Canada, the UK, the Democratic Party, can't win with their ideas that are so unpopular. They can only silence people. So in honor of him trying to tell all of us to shut up.
Can you like shut up?
You get an additional 10% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com on top of all the other big sales with promo code Hakeem. It's that simple. You know Hakeem Jeffries and the Democratic Party have been attacking us, attacking you, attacking President Trump, trying to bully us into submission, but it's not going to work. And the larger store sale that's going on right now is all of the Patriot t-shirts, the Patriot apparel, the widest selection, some of the best designs are 1997 in honor of myself and the crew launching InfoWars.com in 1997, 28 years of the InfoWar. So that is the Veterans of the InfoWar sale. And on top of it, 10% off at checkout with the promo code Hakeem. And there's a bunch of limited edition InfoWars, Veterans of the InfoWars shirts, all the original designs and more. Because if InfoWars is shut down and the bad guys get the name, they've said they're going to try to stop us from using the term InfoWar in the future. But it's a generic term. It belongs to the world. They're going to try to misrepresent it with The Onion and Bloomberg, who are running all of this. It's going to blow up in their face big time. But regardless, for original InfoWars designs and these limited editions that help fund this operation and the future operation, the Alex Jones Network backup, it is critical to get these right now because it could be your last chance. It's all coming to a head right now. So thank you all for your support. You are veterans of the InfoWar, and I salute you all.